But God said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in the Father, believe also in me. Take my peace. Take my rest. That's my gift to you. And if you just lift your hands where you are and you're that person, you can just know that the peace of God is coming into your heart right now. It's swelling up on the inside of you, rest, and you find you're not worried about anything. Dollars don't matter whether you do have them or don't have them, because you have the best gift. And that gift is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And every other gift that God has given, it's yours to access. Worrying and fretting and fearing won't do you any good. It won't help any situation. It won't turn anything around. It'll only make you sick. But your trust in God will bring the peace of God into your life. Amen? Verse 7, of his increase, of his government and peace, there shall be no end. Then we zip forward again, and we go to Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 through 23. The good gift. Say that. The good gift. Amen. Well, thank you, Lord. I'm going to push it over and then you can give it to me. Glory to God. You know, embarrassment is a choice. I choose not to be embarrassed. Amen. Amen. I choose not to be embarrassed. You remember that Sunday I fell, walked into that thing and fell down. I jumped right up. They helped me up. I wasn't embarrassed. Amen. I could have been, but I chose not to. Amen. I'm not used to these papers. Glory to God. We're in Matthew chapter 1, verse 18. Listen, you're gonna stay put now. Matthew chapter 1, verse 18 through 23. Now, the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. Isaiah 6, 9, and we just read that, 9 and 6 rather. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. The greatest gift. Say, the greatest gift is salvation, eternal life through Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Can you shout hallelujah? Can you shout hallelujah? Can you shout hallelujah? But God is so good, because he gives good gifts. Everything he made, so that includes me, was good, is good. Amen? Amen. Turn to Matthew 3 and 13. Matthew 3 and 13. Then Jesus cometh from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. For John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and thou comest to me? And Jesus answering said unto him, suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he suffered him. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased. This is my gift. This is my good gift. This is the one that I had to come, and he'll give his life that you might have eternal life. Can you shout hallelujah? Go to John 19, verse 16. John 19 and verse 16. We're talking about the good gift. And we want to take hold of that good gift for ourselves. And we want to take this gift and just spread it everywhere. You know, they say the COVID is spreading everywhere. We can stop it. I put a stop to it every day. You stop in the name of Jesus. All of us do that. Don't you know there's power in our words and in our authority? Can you say amen? Can you say amen? They do what they know to do. We're thankful that they do what they know to do. But if they don't know that God gave us authority in Genesis chapter 1, you know it, I know it. So let's speak what we know in the name of the Lord Jesus. Not only that, whatever the situation is that the enemy brings, that's darkness, that's not life, that's not conducive to peace and joy and prosperity, we get in that word and we keep putting the word on it and we keep putting the word on it and we keep putting the word on it. I was thinking about a couple of things that lost and I hadn't found yet. And then it came to me, put the word on it. And the scripture said that that lady that lost that, was it the coin? And she lit that candle and she looked and looked and looked and looked, and then she found it and she rejoiced. Go to the scripture, find a word on it, amen? John 19, 16. Then delivered him before, talking about Jesus, them to be crucified. Remember now, we zip forward from the time of his birth, and now we are at his crucifixion. And they took Jesus and crucified him. And he, bearing the cross, went forth into a place called the place of the skull, which is called in the Hebrew Golgotha. When they crucified him and two other men with him on either side, and Jesus was in the midst. What did they do? Crucified him. The gift of salvation came through Jesus giving his life. He had told him, now, you know, you don't have any authority unless I let you have it. I could call a league, 10,000 angels, and this thing will stop right now. Amen? Well, let's start calling some of our 10,000 angels and stop some things in our lives that are not from God. Put the word on it. Take the good gift of the word. Take the good gift of the word. Take the good gift of the word and use it. Amen. Can you shout hallelujah? Can you shout hallelujah? Then in John 20, we won't turn there. There's the resurrection. Luke 24, 49 through 53. I won't turn there. There's the ascension when he went up to heaven. And where is Jesus now? Seated at what? The right hand of the Father. Said, Lord, there's Cora down there trying to preach now. Let's help her out. Hallelujah. Can you shout hallelujah? Every situation, God's gift is available to you and God's gift is available to me. And so we walk forth in that. We walk forth in that. We walk forth in that.